It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for February 12th, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number five today. It has a name. They finally settled on an official name for the Wuhan coronavirus. It is now officially designated COVID-19. COVID-19. I suspect the Chinese government was really lobbying behind the scenes not to have it named the Chinese virus or something of that effect. But in any case, as of this recording this morning, the official totals 45,206 confirmed cases, 1,117 dead, 5,123 people recovered from the disease. But bear in mind, the Chinese government has redefined what it means to be sick with COVID-19. You can have the virus, but if you're not displaying symptoms, you're not considered a case. So this means that while we are looking at a case fatality rate of about 18%, by using those numbers, dividing the number of dead by the number of dead plus recovered, which gives you an estimate of the total case count, you get 18%. And according to one other count, officially, there are about 21% of the current confirmed cases are patients classified as serious or critical. If you included all of the people with the virus who are not counted as official cases because they're not really sick, this case fatality rate would probably be much lower. But again, we don't know what we don't know. All we can do is report the numbers that are given to us. And while we've seen studies showing an estimated case fatality rate of anywhere from 2.5% to 11%, the numbers that they're putting out there are showing 20%. So bear that in mind. A new virus detection lab has been opened by the Chinese government in Wuhan to expedite the testing for COVID-19. So hopefully we'll get some more accurate numbers in the weeks and months ahead. However, even with this, experts in a position to know are saying that this virus could ultimately impact up to two-thirds of the world. Professor Gabriel Leung, who's the chair of public health medicine at Hong Kong University, which obviously has some experience with these coronaviruses, I mean, that was the epicenter of the SARS outbreak and back in 2002, 2003, said that with an R-naught value, which is the number of patients who can be infected by someone with the disease, running at about 2.5%, and we've seen estimates even higher than that, this gives the virus an attack rate of 60 to 80%. In other words, roughly speaking, two-thirds of the world could be infected if it's not brought under control. That's 5 billion people. And when you get into that kind of infection rate or the number of infected, I just pray that that 20% fatality rate is just way overblown. Not trying to spread any fear here, just giving you the best information that we have available to us. Now, it is also possible that as this virus spreads to other nations with better infrastructure, better healthcare, better nutrition, that the death rate will be lower. But on the other hand, we've not yet seen it spread to Africa. And as we've been reporting, Ethiopia has still kept its daily air schedule between China and its international airport running. Thousands of Chinese businessmen and tourists going back and forth on a daily basis. And the infrastructure in Africa is worse, probably the worst in the world, or among the worst in the world. And if it spreads in Africa, we could see this really blow out of control and really dwarf the death tolls that we've seen from the recent Ebola outbreaks in Africa. And then there are the clerical errors that make it difficult for us to get a handle on this. An American evacuee who tested positive for the coronavirus in San Diego was mistakenly released from quarantine because his sample was mislabeled. Four samples mislabeled, or three of them mislabeled, after they were brought back to the United States. When the samples were sent to the CDC, it was found that of the three, two were negative, but the third was positive, so sent back into quarantine for 14 days. And yet, we're seeing the 14-day quarantine period still being enforced, even though new research shows that this disease may have a 24-day incubation period. So, not really under control yet. A second Chinese citizen journalist, by the way, has gone missing from the Wuhan area. This was after the disappearance of Chun Chou-shur. And I want to thank a friend who's in a position to know how to pronounce that for straightening me out on the pronunciation of Chou-shur's name, or Chun's name, I should say. Anyway, Fang Bin, who's a businessman in Wuhan, who'd been posting videos from city hospitals, went missing on Sunday, allegedly arrested, according to Hong Kong broadcaster RTHK. This was the same day he posted a 12-second video of a piece of paper with the words, "Resist all citizens, hand the power of government back to the people," which he read aloud. THK didn't name its source, but claimed that police and firefighters broke down the door of his flat to take him away. And as a word of advice, children, don't try this at home. In India, which is trying to get ahead of the disease, the Swami Chakrapani Maharaj, president of the Hindu Mahasabha, which is an organization about 100 years old that promotes Hindutva, which is roughly translates as Hindu-ness, said that consuming cow urine and cow dung will stop the infectious coronavirus. The Swami added the person who chants Om Namah Shivaya and applies cow dung on his body will be saved. That chant is a salutation to Shiva, a Hindu deity, one of the three in the Hindu Trinity called the Destroyer. In Hebrew, that would be Abaddon. In Greek, Apollyon, the Destroyer. But again, don't drink cow pee. Just some advice from your friends at Skywatch TV. It will not help with the virus. And in Indonesia, bats, rats, and snakes still on the menu despite government warnings to stop it. An Indonesian market known for serving up exotic foods like bats, which is a known reservoir of coronavirus, still being offered for sale. Vendors at the Tomohon Extreme Meat Market still attracting tourists from all over the world as well. Topic number four, feel the burn. Closer to home, Bernie Sanders came out on top of the New Hampshire primary, kind of expected. 25.7% of the Democrats voting in the primary cast their vote for Bernie Sanders. However, former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, 24.4%, a very strong showing. Buttigieg, in our view, the deep state candidate. Big money backing him, a lot of Silicon Valley backing. Democrats getting very nervous about what's going to happen in November because, frankly, they're aware that the American public are just not going to vote a communist like Bernie Sanders into the White House. At least we pray that that's so. The surprising result, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar finished in third place, 19.8% of the vote. She appears to be the candidate that the Democrat elite, who are really worried about winning in November, are aligning behind. And frankly, we don't see much of a chance for her either. She's got a reputation as being a dragon lady type boss. Elizabeth Warren finished fourth, 9.2%. Former Vice President Joe Biden, 8.4% of the vote. Look, after his little episode over the weekend where he called a young female reporter a lying dog-faced pony soldier, is it possible? And now I realize this is, you know, kind of in-depth political analysis here, so follow me. Is it possible people just aren't voting for Joe Biden because he's a jerk? Just asking. Topic number three, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places. As if we don't have enough going on, what with plagues of locusts in Africa, disease spreading around the world, Turkey and Syria appear to be on the verge of a war. Turkey said at least 51 Syrian government soldiers killed in northwestern Idlib province. That's the area to the north and west of Aleppo, bordering on Turkey. After rebel fighters and Turkish forces launched an attack to retaliate, after five Turkish troops were killed on Monday. This is a major escalation between Ankara and Damascus. On Tuesday, fighting continued along the M5 highway that connects Aleppo in the north of the country to the Syrian capital of Damascus. Government forces recently seized that highway for the first time since 2012. And Japan, rattled by a magnitude 5.2 earthquake just off the coast from Fukushima. Remember, 1.2 million tons of radioactive water sitting in tanks just on the Fukushima reactor site, and the main recommendation given by a panel trying to figure out what to do with all that water is just to dump it back into the ocean. Energy company TEPCO said it's waiting for further information about the impact of this offshore earthquake. And here in the U.S., a major fire has engulfed the ExxonMobil oil refinery at Baton Rouge. This is the fifth largest refinery in the U.S., 13th largest in the world. No injuries reported, thankfully, but no word on what caused this fire either. Topic number two, what is this? One of the unexpected consequences of Storm Ciara, the skeleton of a mysterious sea beast that washed up on a Scottish beach on Sunday. This storm, by the way, left about 7 inches of rain across the UK, 20,000 people without power there. But also this, It's on the Aberdeenshire coast, and photograph posted to Facebook has attracted hundreds of guesses as to what this thing is. A whale, a dolphin, thresher shark, perhaps. But marine biologists are baffled, saying they need more information before they can make a judgment call. And in possibly unrelated news, the Food and Drug Administration, in an article, has defended its proposal to regulate gene-edited animals as veterinary drugs. They argue that this regulation would help prevent unintended consequences, like animals that biologists can't identify, apparently, using techniques like CRISPR-Cas9. However, the journal Nature Biotechnology responded with a very sharply worded editorial saying that this agency's proposal is at odds with the evidence. This is dangerous. And it says that governing gene-editing animals appears intended to avoid legal battles from anti-GMO groups. What could possibly go wrong? Coming up, birds in a bag. That's the message. That's next on 5 and 10.
Near-death experiences and extraordinary accounts of angelic intervention as told by those who experience them. It's time to comprehend these often chilling, intimidating, and sometimes completely misunderstood subjects. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Life After Death Official Collection. In this incredible collection, you'll receive the brand new book by Donna Howell and Ali Anderson Henson, Encounters, where you'll learn whether holy angels can default from God's army, have wings, or read our minds. The biblical answer to whether we should attempt to beckon angels to carry out our requests or seek them out as spirit guides. You'll also learn about the fierce capacity of angels, their strength in spiritual warfare, and ability to operate in the physical world to carry out God's prophetic will. All this and so much more. You'll also receive the brand new book by Donna Howell, Ali Anderson Henson, and Josh Peck, Afterlife, where you'll discover for the first time real-life stories of near-death and out-of-body experiences as told by those who experience them. What scientists say about evidence of life in the beyond. Surprising implications made through the Shroud of Turin. And tackles tough questions like, if God is such a loving God, why does he send people to hell for all of eternity? This masterpiece collection also includes the incredible DVD, Beyond Supernatural, which features stunning off-the-record interviews with Josh Peck and Stephen Bancars detailing their long history of involvement in the New Age and their personal testimonies of deliverance by Jesus Christ. All that and more on this original Skywatch TV 5-part series on DVD that exposes the infiltration of the New Age. But that's not all. This powerhouse collection also includes the popular audio series Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher for the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $110. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Someone you know is asking questions right now about the afterlife. Everything you need to know is explained in the Life After Death Official Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, what do we make of this? U.S. Customs and Border Patrol intercepted a Chinese passenger arriving at Washington, D.C. on January 27th with a bag filled with dead birds. Unidentified dead birds. I'm sure biologists will be able to figure this out, but on a flight from China to Washington, D.C., arriving at the airport in D.C. with a bag filled with dead birds. Customs and Border Patrol said it was in a box, adorned with a picture of a dog and a cat. Passengers said it was cat food. If cats are going for live, I mean, you know, animal, a non-processed food, they generally want it alive so they can, you know, play with it a bit. Birds from China are not allowed to be brought into the country because of the fear of avian influenza. And as you'll recall, poultry flocks in China, around in Wuhan, Hubei province, now being devastated by an outbreak of avian flu. The birds were seized and incinerated. Well, we've got a lot going on this year in at SkyWatch TV, and one of the things that we're excited about is our new studio, and of course another season coming up at Whispering Ponies Ranch, our conference at the end of August. The conference is sold out, but you can still take part if you are a sponsor of one of our ponies or you become a member of our VIP Founders Club. We have a special exclusive banquet the weekend of the conference at the beautiful Chateau on the Lake overlooking Table Rock Lake near Branson. If you're a member of the Founders Group or a sponsor of a pony at Whispering Ponies Ranch and you would like to attend this banquet and meet the speakers at the conference, all of us from SkyWatch TV, Tom Horn, Sharon, me, Joe Artis Horn, Josh Peck, and the speakers from the conference, including Governor Mike Huckabee, Pat Boone, Alveda King, and others. Well, get in touch with our business manager, Cherise Parton. She runs the office, and she can tell you what you need. But again, you don't need a ticket to the conference itself to be a part of the VIP Founders Banquet, this exclusive banquet just for you, our sponsors, helping make it possible for us to do what we do at SkyWatch TV and at Whispering Ponies Ranch. Get in touch with Cherise at cparton@skywatchtv.com. That's cparton@skywatchtv.com. We're going back to Israel this year, too. That's another thing we're really excited about. In fact, be watching for a web-exclusive broadcast with Aaron Lipkin, CEO of Lipkin Tours, talking about why his company is different and why it's so important to, when you travel to Israel, to make sure that you tour through Israel, through Judea and Samaria, what the world calls the West Bank. 80% of the Bible's history took place in Judea and Samaria, but most American tour companies won't go there. Well, we're going there. Joshua's Altar, which you see on the screen behind me. Yes, Joshua's Altar. Those are the stones. We'll also see Bethel, Shiloh, Jerusalem, of course, baptisms in the Jordan River, and more, but also some archaeological sites that aren't on any other tour, like Gilgal Rephaim, which is the target for a very secret project Sharon and I are working on that we'll tell you about this summer. And then, of course, if you go on the tour, we'll show you why we think that area is so important to biblical history. Find out more. SkyWatchTV.com/Israel Tour. The dates, October 12th through 25th, with an optional extension to the mysterious island of Sardinia, the megalithic Nuragic Towers, the stone ziggurat, the tombs of the giants, the connection between Sardinia and the Holy Land. SkyWatchTV.com/Israel Tour, and we'll see you in October. We'll see you in Dallas in early March, the Remnant Warrior Conference from Hear the Watchman. Sharon and I honored to be speakers there, along with a great lineup. L.A. Marzulli, Dr. Michael Lake, Paul McGuire, Pastor Paul Begley, Josh Tolley, Jamie Walden, and more. And, of course, we can save you $20 on each ticket by using promo code Gilbert20. Don't miss this. It's limited to the first 300. Gilbert20, the promo code to use at hearthewatchmen.com. Then in late April, we travel to the UK, the beautiful coastal town of Troon. It's in Ayrshire near Glasgow for the first Scottish Bible Prophecy Conference. That's the title of the conference. I know that there's a long history of great preachers to come out of Scotland and some great revivals that have taken place. But this is the first featuring the likes of, well, Sharon and me, Pastor Billy Crone, evangelist Stephen Wright from Northern Ireland, who's got a wonderful testimony, and Jim Barfield, director of the Copper Scroll Project, talking about the mysterious Copper Scroll. If you're in the UK or anywhere in Europe and get to Glasgow, join us April 24th through 26th at Walker Hall in Troon for the Scottish Bible Prophecy Conference. We hope we can see you there. The information, the website, here on the screen. Don't miss this opportunity. This week on SkyWatch TV, we talk about near-death experiences and how do we interpret them in light of the Bible. Josh Peck, Allie Anderson Henson, and Donna Howell, authors of the new book Encounters, and also Afterlife, which is the subject of this week's broadcast, discussing it, and you'll find our broadcast schedule online at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also have us broadcast on your schedule, the SkyWatch TV channel for Amazon Fire Stick, Roku, Apple TV. It's free. We've got instructions on where and how to get the channel and then how to add it to your set-top box posted in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com, where you'll also find a link to download our free mobile app. You download all of our programs, our podcast, news the mainstream media misses, and a schedule of our upcoming events as well. All of that in your smartphone or tablet. The link at skywatchtv.com. My website, derekpgilbert.com, features a link to the weekly Bible study Sharon and I produce and my weekly podcast. This week, a discussion with Zach Drew about COVID-19, although we didn't have the name of the virus at that point, but you'll hear the latest and some theories as to where and how it might have developed and spread. That's linked from my website, derekpgilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
Thousands of years ago, giants walked the earth. They're long gone, but their spirits remain. The evidence is there for those with eyes to see. Megalithic tombs. Monuments aligned with the stars. And the words of the prophets and apostles recorded in Scripture. Now, see this evidence for yourself as Skywatch TV's Derek and Sharon Gilbert take you on a tour of the Holy Land with special guests Pastor Carl Gallups and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat from the mountain where the story began to the mountain where it all ends. Wars of the Gods, Volume 2, Search for the Rephaim. Available now in DVD and high-definition streaming video from Defender Films and Skywatch TV.